to get to work. Is your CAPM certification going to be another paper on the wall? Is it about earning credentials or transforming your future? Have you truly asked how the CAPM shapes who you become? You mind if I tell you a short story? I remember when I first started thinking about project management and the CAPM, and I'll be honest with you, I was a little skeptical. People around me were saying, "Oh, just grab the CAPM. You can knock it out in 2 weeks, maybe even one if you're caffeinated enough." I tell you, people always got jokes. But deep down, I thought, do I really want to be that person? You know, the one proudly waving around their shiny new certification, but still secretly Googling basic project management terms during meetings. I had a real fear of becoming what is jokingly called a paper CAPM. You know, someone certified but clueless about how to actually lead a project. Someone who has the shiny certification but gets nervous at the thought of writing a real project charter, or who breaks into a cold sweat whenever stakeholders start asking tough questions about deliverables. I didn't want to just sound impressive. I really truly want to understand the fundamentals, like clearly defining the project's purpose through a solid charter or genuinely engaging with stakeholders to get buy-in. Because let's face it, having a CAPM means very little if your ideal of stakeholder management is hiding behind your inbox, hoping they'll stop emailing you. So instead, I slowed down. Rather than racing just to pass the test, I decided to actually learn, grow, and transform along the way. I realized something really important, and I promise this wasn't coffee talking. The CAPM isn't just about a certification. It is about who you become on the journey. And believe me, there's no quick fix, caffeine rush, or cheat sheet for truly embodying the principles of project management. It takes commitment, it takes patience, and yes, occasionally wondering if the critical path was secretly invented to test your insanity. I'm just saying. But jokes aside, that slower, deeper approach made all the difference for me. It shaped my confidence. It built my discipline. It turned me actually into a better project manager than the fast track I could have taken. So today, let's talk about exactly the importance of embracing who you become in the CAPM journey, and the CAPM certification is just a bonus on top. Point number one, embracing who you become in the journey toward CAPM. The journey of studying the CAPM certification shapes not just your professional knowledge, but your character, your discipline, your confidence, and approach to structured learning. It transforms how you identify, or I should say, your identity from someone interested in project management, ooh, I like this, to being committed as a practitioner who actively invests in their personal growth. Why is this important, family? I know that's what you're thinking. See, the real value of the certification goes beyond just passing the exam. It lies in the professionalism, the personal growth experience throughout the entire journey. So embracing a transformation builds lasting confidence as well as a growth-oriented mindset. I want you to experiment with some of these actionable tips. Reflect regularly on your personal growth milestone throughout your CAPM preparation, journaling insights and breakthrough. Number two, celebrate smaller wins along the way, acknowledging not just knowledge gain, but improved discipline and resilience and staying adaptable. Number three, visualize and embrace your future professional identity, intentionally aligning new learnings with your personal values and career ambition. And here's just a little personal, or I should say, personal or professional advice. Remember that becoming certified isn't only about credentials, it's also about who you become through dedication, perseverance, and intentional learning along the way. Point number two, avoiding the trap of certification without application. Obtaining CAPM certification solely for the sake of having credentials without actively applying the knowledge in a real-world scenario limits its true professional value. Without practical application, the certification risks becoming a passive achievement rather than an active tool for personal growth as well as professional growth. This is important because certification should translate into improved project outcomes, practical skills, and increased professionalism and effectiveness. Without practical application, you risk missing out on the career benefits as well as the personal growth opportunity. Experiment with these actionable tips. Commit to application. Immediately integrate CAPM principles into your daily project management practices, even if it's incremental at first. Number two, set pragmatic goals, meaning let's keep it real. Identify specific tasks or responsibilities at work where you will intentionally apply new concepts learned from your CAPM studies. And the last and final one, seek real world feedback. Regularly solicit constructive feedback from peers, mentors, how effectively you're applying CAPM concepts to your actual project. Point number three, ensuring certification aligns with your professional narrative. The certification you hold tells a story about your career trajectory. It's essential they align clearly with your professional narrative you're creating. What are you talking about here, ED? See, a lot of times we'll go after certifications or degrees, and it's not aligning with our personal or professional narrative. What is a narrative? This is what we're saying that we want. See, this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management, it is a career, it is a journey, it is an opportunity to learn and grow because there's so many moving pieces. To me, it's exciting. I know to others, it makes them nervous, but to me, this is a motivator for me because I get to learn about budget. I get to learn about personal interaction. How am I going to convince this stakeholder who may don't want to work with me, but they know we need each other, that we have to figure out a way to work together? How do I put together a schedule, whether it's in a Gantt chart or even if I have to use a plain Excel document? It doesn't matter, as long as we get the task accomplished. The point I'm trying to make, family, you have to identify your narrative. This is important because certifications directly impact perceptions during interviews and networking, shaping your personal professional brand. Experiment with some of these actionable tips. Clearly define the professional story you want your certifications to support. Number two, consider how adding the CAPM fits into your existing professional narrative. And the last and final one, evaluate whether CAPM strengths or confuses your, or this is a confusion on your career trajectory. Point number four, avoid overlooking the basics. Basics? Yeah, I'm just talking about basics. Calm down. See, the thing about it is even if you have informal experience, there may be gaps in the formal process, you know, like risk management, procurement, cost management. Do you want me to continue? I'll digress and move forward. See, the CAPM ensures you cover every key area systematically. Why is this important? Even if you have some hands-on PM tasks, you may have never learned formal processes. CAPM ensures you cover foundational best practices you have to use, otherwise you'll lose out. Here's some actionable tips I'd love for you to experiment with. Compare your workflow. Map out how you currently run projects versus the PMBOK, you know, the one that this the best practices. Next one, adapt a formal approach. Start with a smaller project to test out a full cycle of the process groups. Oh, you want me to unpack those for you? Initiating, planning, executing, monitoring, controlling. And then my favorite, even though sometimes it can be depressing, is closing. But the point I'm trying to make is understand how that fits. What would we, and we're in the initiating process. What's in there? Project charter, stakeholder register. Point I'm trying to make to you is ensuring that you start leveraging, start practicing. If you can't practice at your job, practice in your personal life. Just start experiment with this. And the last and final one, refine continuously. Keep iterating on each step as you gain more experience. Point number five, understanding the true professional value of CAPM in the marketplace. First of all, I know what you're thinking. Is PMI paying him for this? No, they're not. I'm just passionate about this thing called project management. So understanding the true professional value of CAPM in the marketplace, the market assigns value to certifications differently. Knowing how the CAPM is perceived can inform whether it's truly add value or not. Why is this important? Aligning your professional profile with certifications highly valued in the marketplace maximizes your career benefit. Here's some actionable tips I'd love for you to experiment with. Conduct research via job postings on LinkedIn or Monster, all these different job sites and recruitment sites, and use professional surveys on certification valuation. Number two, speak directly with industry hiring managers to gauge how CAPM is perceived in the marketplace for experienced or non-experienced professionals. Strategically select certification with high professional marketplace currency. Point number six. Improve communication styles, or I should say skills. The PMBOK guide, well, hence CAPM study material, covers crucial communication and stakeholder management strategy. Applying these from day one can significantly improve how you work with teams. Why is that important? Clear communication is the heart and of successful project managers. You're right, that's my heart beating. Being able to articulate timelines, risks, and roles boost team alignment. Experiment with some of these actionable tips. Use formal communication plans. Document who needs what information and when. Number two, practice meeting agenda. Structure your meeting using a CAPM framework or methodology. The last and final one, seek stakeholder input. Ask colleagues if your communication has improved since your CAPM study. Number seven, validate your commitment to project management. You see, CAPM underscores that you're not casually testing the waters. I always talk about, you know, if you've ever went swimming and you want to put your big toe or your foot in before because you want to test the waters to see how cold it is. But see, what I'm saying to you is don't do that. I'm saying make the commitment. Don't be interested in putting your foot in. I know you can't see my foot, but I'm moving my foot right now just trying to illustrate the point of jumping in. See, when you make a commitment, that means you cut off everything. You are dedicated with your time, your resources to mastering the project management fundamentals. Why is this important? Employers appreciate candidates who invest in their own professional growth, especially if they're transitioning from a different field. Experiment with some of these actionable tips. Highlight transferable skills. Show how your previous roles align with PM tasks. Number two, create a PM portfolio. Compile a lot of different project-related work to demonstrate your practical applications. And last and final one, attend career fairs. Utilize the CAPM credential to attract attention from hiring managers. Point number eight, stand out, stand up among your entry-level peers. With many new graduates, early career professionals vying for a PM or coordinator position, having the CAPM can give you an advantage. Why is that important? In a crowded job market, certifications can help recruiters quickly filter out candidates. The CAPM validates that you have verified foundational knowledge. Now, I will park here parenthetically and let you know that even though what we talked about earlier, that you went and got the knowledge, if you're not applying the knowledge, it will come out in the interview. It will come out in the job. So you want to find ways, like I said, personally, or if you can't do it at a job, you want to start practicing it personally, because it's going to help you in those interviews. It's going to help you when you're actually on the job. Here's my actionable tips I love for you to experiment with. Optimize your resume, place your CAPM near the top under certification. Mention it in, number two, mention it in interviews. Explain how it helps you understand and execute PM basics. And the last and final one, apply your learning. Offer to implement basic project management tools at your new job. Family, if you stay with me this long, I appreciate it. I got these three closing remarks and I'll let you be on your way. Point number one, embrace who you become in the journey towards CAPM. Certification is not about the credential itself. It's about the person you transform into during the journey. Each chapter you study, each principle you apply, each challenge you overcome shapes you into a stronger, more capable, dedicated leader. Number two, ensure your certification aligns with your professional narrative. Make certain certifications clearly tells the story you want employers and colleagues to hear. And number two, on that is your CAPM should be strategically align with your true career goals and personal vision of success. And the last and final one, I save the best for last. I ask of you, if I have my James Brown on, I'll say, please, baby, baby, please don't do this. Avoid the trap of certification without application. I'm telling you, you don't want to fall victim to this. A CAPM certification without real world application is simply paper. You must apply. You must do with your knowledge to real projects to create tangible value. And the second part to that is take your learnings into your daily work, actively bridging the gap between theory and practice. Well, remember, family, success follows clarity. Continue to keep leading. I go by the name of ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, hey, listen, that just means it. Until next time.